So I'm here with Lolita Chigana, who is chairing a lot of the events which are taking place here at Kipsala today. If you could just give us a brief overview of what's actually happening here.
Right. This is an event that is happening within our parliamentary dimension of the Latvian presidency, and this is actually the final event. And today we are hosting delegations from all European affairs committees from national parliaments of the European Union countries. So we have 28 countries being represented here, plus candidate countries. For instance, Serbia is also here. And usually we use these interparliamentary meetings to discuss important and topical issues to the European Union, because this is a very good way how we can bring our knowledge and acknowledgement of different challenges and the necessary solutions when it comes to the challenges in the European Union up to the same level, so to say. For instance, today we are very happy to be engaging with two commissioners. We just had a very lively debate with Mr. Šefčovič, who is the commissioner for Energy Union, and there are also a very concrete development is ongoing as we speak in the European Union. And of course, we will be very happy to also engage in a discussion with the Commissioner Malmström about the TTIP upcoming and ongoing TTIP negotiations. We know that national parliaments will have to ratify TTIP once it's signed. So this is very important that we prepare in good time and to give the necessary armor to the legislators of all national parliaments so that they can argue for ratification of the TTIP. Because something like spreading scare is very easy, and especially if spreading stereotypes and scare is going on about such important and touchy subjects like food and children's nutrition and things like that. For that reason, it is the responsibility of the chambers of parliaments to actually approach citizens and to speak to the citizens about the benefits the TTIP will bring, and also assure them that the European Commission is operating within its mandate, where food standards, for instance, cannot possibly be lowered.
Okay, and towards the beginning of Latvia's EU presidency, we had one of these parliamentary meetings here as well. We have this one, which is coming towards the end of the presidency. What would you say had been the major achievements that the presidency had managed during that period?
The presidency as such is, of course, not so much a parliamentary affair. Of course, our European Affairs Committee conducts an oversight of the presidency conduct and organization, which is being done by our foreign ministry and the prime minister herself. I would say the fact that we started the energy union process here in Riga is a very important thing. The fact that we've actually achieved an agreement on the so-called Juncker investment plan, which is very important for Latvia. And many people believed that it wouldn't be possible within our presidency, but we still did that. We managed to do that. It's also a huge achievement. I know that there have been critical voices about the outcomes of Eastern Partnership Summit, because obviously there are questions that can be asked about the declaration text, and several interpretations can exist in terms of why certain things are formulated in the way they are. But just like the TTIP is a globally important project, Eastern Partnership Declaration was a very important European and European neighborhood project. So the fact that the Latvian presidency managed to keep all the 28 European Union states and all the six very different Eastern partners on the same page and sign the same declaration, it's a huge success. And the keywords are there. There are European aspirations of Moldova, Georgia, and Ukraine. There is a concrete timetable for visa liberalization with Ukraine and Georgia. There is encouragement to Armenia that no matter if they've been forced to enter the Eurasian Union, they will still have the door open if they want to collaborate with the European Union. So I think that still is a very difficult, an achievement that has been coming in a difficult way, but it's an achievement.
Thank you very much.